about artists until tomorrow.
Correct.
But we can talk about the series. Let's talk about, 2 years without a Granville Green concert series. How does it feel putting it back together?
Well, you know, and
this is like a first time for you, right, too, right?
This is what I was going to say. So it feels great. Mm-hmm. I love doing events, and I love bringing the community together in this kind of way. It's my first Granville Green ever. Mm-hmm. I've just passed my 1 year mark at the town of Port Hawkesbury.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
It's been fantastic. Just such a great collaborative team there, yeah. And I've just been having a blast. This is my first Granville Green, so it's kind of a rite of passage, right? So it's I'm super excited. I hope that everyone is excited after tomorrow once mm-hmm. they hear who's coming to see us.
Careful.
I can't say it.
You're not allowed to say it. No, because we got big reveals tomorrow.
You know, I've been holding this in since like Christmas time.
Right?
This is so hard. I did not realize how hard it was going to be.
Yeah. So a lot of people want to know who's going to be on Granville Green. And here's the deal. This is the way we're going to do it, okay? The reveals happen throughout the day tomorrow only on The Hawk. The reveal will happen on The Hawk.
That's right.
At 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m. Oh, there's another one in there, too. There's one more in there. So it's 8, 9, 10.
8, 10, 11, 1, 3, 4.
1, 3, 4. That's what it is. Yep. Okay. All right. So that's what is going to happen. Just listen at the beginning of every hour tomorrow and just make sure you don't miss any of them. There are 6 concerts.
Correct.
We can say that.
Yes.
We should talk about how these concerts happen. We cannot talk about who will be on the concerts until tomorrow, but let's talk about how the concerts happen. By the way, we're talking to Michelle Farrow this morning from the town of Port Hawkesbury about Granville Green. So how do these concerts come together? Like, it takes a bunch.
It does take a bunch. So it takes about 3 or 4 months to put it together. Mm-hmm. So to decide who the artists are going to be, whether they have availability. We watch their videos, we check their vibe, decide if it's gonna roll nice,
yeah.
If people are gonna love it at the town of Port Hawkesbury, and tourists, everybody comes to Port Hawkesbury on Sundays during the summer to see Granville Green. So we wanted to focus on diversifying the artists and offering some different genres and things like that, so that we cater to the local community, but also to people coming into Port Hawkesbury.
Now, if anybody's new to the area, I want to tell you, Granville Green is a free summer concert series, free, that happens at the Granville Green Amphitheater at on Granville Street in Port Hawkesbury. That's why it's called Granville Green. And it is a free summer concert series. And it's only free because we have sponsors.
Correct. So I do have to give a massive shout out to our presenting sponsors, Bearhead Energy. Paul and the team have come on board again this year, and just want to thank the team over there. Also, Everwind has come on this year, which is really great to see industry, a new industry in the town of Port Hawkesbury, investing in the community. We've got Seaboard Tire sponsoring our volunteer program. Steve McCauley and the team over there, just fantastic, and can't wait to come out and support us. Next Level is East Coast Credit Union and TD Bank. And then we have our weekly presenters, some of which you know some of these guys. Curtis Mumberkett and the team at East Coast Credit Union. Yep. Bob McCackern and the team at Maple Signs and Engraving.
I've heard of him before.
Yeah, presenting the concert on July 10th. BL Environmental, Jeff D., just a great community-minded team over there. Golden Lake Estates, Alexandra Mashigati and her crew. Port Hawkesbury Paper, of course, always comes out to support Granville Green. Mm-hmm. And some great, local businesses, Canadian Tire, A1 Pizza, Donna and her team at Maritime Inns, The Reporter, and hello, team at 101.5 The Hawk.
That's us.
You guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we really want to see people gathering again. We want to encourage people to come out and volunteer. We renamed the series this year because, after not having hosted Granville Green since 2019, we really wanted a huge focus on community. And you'll see that even in the artwork that we chose. It really represents unity, community gathering, coming together, and it's really about creating friendships, sharing stories, lasting partnerships, and gathering in the spirit of music and community.
Now, when it comes to Granville Green, the name Resurgence comes into play this year, too. Can you tell me why the word resurgence is part of that?
Yeah. You know, I wanted to choose a powerful word that really meant, you know, a rebirth and a restart and just kind of focus on emerging from the COVID-19 pandemic and something that felt powerful. So resurgence it is.
It starts July 3rd at Granville Green in Port Hawkesbury. On stage first will probably, honestly, and this I can reveal.
Okay.
On stage first.
I'm looking at him like, what?
July 3rd will probably be me. As an MC, you'll probably see me first. This is true. I'm going to give that one away. It'll probably be me.
We're excited about
right?
that.
Right? Did you like that? You're a little scared. You can't see the look on Michelle's face.
I'll be there. I'll do a little wave.
Will you be on stage, though? See, that's what I said. I said, on stage first, probably me.
It will be you.
It'll probably be me.
Yeah.
Right? If not me, it'll be Kelly. If it's not Kelly, it's Michael. It'll be one of us.
Yeah, see?
See?
The team at 101.5 The Hawk.
You were scared for a second.
I was like, don't say it.
Talking with Michelle Farrow from the town of Port Hawkesbury about Granville Green, the Resurgence concert series that we will give you the lineup throughout the day tomorrow here on 101.5 The Hawk. Now, anything else going on with the town of Port Hawkesbury besides Granville Green? Like, I know that's why you're here, but is there anything else that we can promote that we can talk about that's happening in the town?
Yeah, June 18th, we have East Coast Pro Wrestling.
East Coast Pro Wrestling!
Yeah, we're excited about this, too. It's a great family event, very entertaining. So come on out.
So that's June 18th, right?
Correct.
That would be a great Father's Day gift because Father's Day is June 19th, the next morning. So that's Saturday
great
night.
Idea.
Yeah, right? That's Saturday night. Get tickets Saturday night.
Get tickets for your dad.
For dad. For wrestling. East Coast Pro Wrestling. I'm actually a little upset because I'm not going to be in town that weekend. I'm not going to be able to be at the show. I'm a little upset about that, but I'm a lot
next
happier
time.
About something else that I'm going to be at. Yes, next time. East Coast Pro Wrestling and the town of Port Hawkesbury, June 18th. Get your tickets at the box office.
Yes.
Right? And honestly, for moms... Right? And this is because it's Father's Day. So here, I'm going to give you a little advice. All right?
Okay.
So it's Father's Day. So moms, get tickets for dad and the kids and send them away for the night. Then they're gone for a Saturday evening. You get to do whatever you want.
That sounds like Mother's Day.
And you cover Father's Day. You cover the kids. You cover the Saturday night entertainment just by sending your kids with dad to wrestling.
I'm here for that.
I know it's stereotypical, but it sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a mom. That sounds great.
Get your tickets. oh, my goodness. I just got a Facebook message right now from Lincoln Steen, who is the East Coast Pro Wrestling Champion.
Lincoln Steen.
Just,
what's up?
He just Facebook messaged me right now. It says, scared and skipping town, coward. Lincoln, thanks for listening.
That sounds like a challenge.
I know it's a challenge. And next time, I'll see you in the squared circle. But today, that... Unfortunately, I'm not.
Lincoln, you're leaving him speechless.
I'm going out of province. I'm going to be out of the province that weekend. I'm really sorry. But thanks for sending. He's calling me a chicken.
That's amazing.
Look at this. Look, I want you to see this. So I'm not making this up. Right? He's calling me a chicken. Lincoln Steen, the East Coast Pro Wrestling Champion. Listen, Lincoln, I know you're listening. I'll talk to you next week, okay? We'll talk about wrestling, but I won't be there. I got lost there because Lincoln threw me off. Granville Green.
July 3rd to August 7th. Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
Oh.
Come out and volunteer.
It's going to be great. If people do want to volunteer, do they just show up on the day or do they talk to you ahead of time?
They can call me at the town of Port Hawkesbury.
Yeah.
We also have a link to sign up on the Granville Green Facebook page.
Okay.
Email me, call me. We'll get you involved.
Cool.
Yeah.
Michelle will get you to help them help you enjoy Granville Green. Back again this year starting July 3rd. First person on stage, me.
And then someone, which will be revealed.
And then somebody else.
At 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yes, the first
Yeah,
first
don't forget to listen all day tomorrow.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm excited just to have the secret out.
Right? And then nobody needs to know anymore. Or nobody needs to hold that secret anymore.
Right.
Michelle, thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.
I appreciate you coming in and talking about what's happening in the town of Port Hawkesbury.
I love hanging out here.
All right,
it's awesome.
We should do this more often.
We should. We always say that every time I come here, too.
We're going to do it more often. We are.